stereotype. Finally came to the end of all of this. Took a long time, you know. I'm just glad to be here. I brought the mighty Embassy Ensemble with me. Got my strings, got my horns. Such a beautiful thing. You know, some people say we're way ahead of our time. Other people say we're too late. Whatever it is, I'm just glad to be here. Came all the way from Accra City, Ghana. Just wanted my voice to be heard, you know? So bring the horns. Stereotype. To the end of this journey, but I know everybody remembers when they first fell in love with hip-hop music. See, I do. It's been a long time, but when I think about how far we came, I feel like, yo, if I could turn back the hands of time, I would take you back to the 80s when it was all good. KRS, Scott LaRock, out the water they palm, and the whole wide world represented the Bronx around the same time. Crime was evident. Rakim was the god MC. Eric B was president. Hip hop gave us reason to fight. With Public Enemy had the remedy. Don't believe in the hype. Said the streets needed something to lead us. Run DMC had them B-boys steady rocking Adidas. Remember it like it was yesterday. See, I was just a kid, snotty nose clothes, left the house to play. Walking through the dirty streets of Accra, I heard a sound bumping through the speakers from the back seat of a car. I could have swore I heard it before, but this was something new. Run to my older brother, asked if he heard it too. Told me this is hip-hop music, and don't confuse it, cause when you grow old, you choose it. Never imagine his words to be the older version of me. A quiet child until I hopped on a beat. It transformed my whole life, it's like my destiny found me. I'm too young to understand hip-hop is not about me, 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 me. Yo, see when I think about it, see I grew up in Ghana, man. Hip hop music was my only escape. Like, you know, I remember late nights just listening to my boombox, you know, and just wishing I was part of this culture. It's like sometimes though, if I could turn back the hands of time, I would take you back to the 90s when it was all good. Biggie Smalls was the king of New York, ready to die, had his eye on the number one spot of the charts with Queensbridge, Birth the Legend of Nas, Illmatic, straight classic hood poet that's ahead of his class. Traveling to Shaolin, introduced to the crew with 36 chambers, had to enter the woo, but hip hop is mainstream and above. Tupac half the whole world, showing California some love. Remember it cause it was just a dream. I was just a teen, writing rhymes with the rest of my team. Until my boombox soon popped, eating the tape. Then I grabbed the pen, rewinding it, back into place. Finally finished my very first song with my crew. Decided to spit at the open mic night of the school. I caught the worst case of stage fright, going on first. My knees shaking, palms sweating, I'm forgetting my verse. Finally the crowd starts booing. We were arguing, embarrassed. I walked off the stage, ruined, swore it would never happen again. How could they doubt me? I'm too young to understand hip hop is not about me. Me, 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 me. Yo, what's really ill? It's like I'm waking up one day, man, and I'm on tour. Like I got all these people out here lining up to hear me spit. And it's like I wonder, like, why do you make this transition from being a fan to an artist? But I stayed a fan though, cause if I could turn back the hands of time, no I couldn't, cause we already here, it's 2000 or something. Jay-Z ruled the world when he faded to black. Hip hop is big business and less about rapping. Everybody started getting an iPod, but nobody pushed the pop's boundaries. Forever the outcast, and Missy Elliott held it down for the females, and MySpace pages became the new emails. The East Coast lost his clout, it all changed with T.I. Crowned himself the king of the south. I can't remember cause it's happening now. The ambassador sound, I'm on stage steady rocking the crowd. I can't believe how little we profit. I graduated from college with ease and I could've went corporate, but hip hop lives in my blood. On tour, sleeping on floors, real what we do for the love, but the pain's getting hard to ignore. Two classic albums in stores and neither one charted at all. So when I'm feeling low after the show, I hear the fans go, we need another Quali, common and most. Then it hits me, I carry the torch so we could all see. Hip hop is always for us, never about me, 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 me.